You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Just think of Biden. He says, don't make the vaccines divisive. Don't make the vaccines divisive. You are trying to take people's jobs away over this issue. You are trying to plunge people into destitution. You are taking away their livelihoods. Nobody else is doing that. You are the one that's being divisive about this.
October the 18th, 2021, the words of Florida Governor DeSantis reference Joe Biden, president, saying all of you who are complaining about this mandates that we're trying to put into effect for the betterment of the country, to protect the vaccinated from the unvaccinated, and for all of you governors such as DeSantis and Abbott and others who have passed their own laws, say you're not going to be in this state under a mandate to get a vaccination or be fired. We're not going to allow it. Biden says that's being divisive. And DeSantis says, we're being divisive. You're being divisive. You're the one who mandated this thing. This is breaking out all across the nation. A lot of people are making a very tough decision. Do I keep my job and earn money for my family, especially as inflation continues to increase and the supply chain continues to be blocked up? And who knows what kind of Christmas this is going to be? They're trying to make a personal decision and at the same time keeping the welfare of their family in mind and in some cases a religious decision. And yet what we are doing right now is basically telling, ordering them, if you don't do it, you're going to lose your job. And yet there is no federal mandate. Biden said there would be. There is none. OSHA has yet to act on anything like this, and numerous suits are being filed all across states, many by first responders. Teachers' unions are still fighting against it in some cases. And then you got these first responders. Do you really believe it's easy to get anybody to sign on to be a cop nowadays? And now you want to tell them you will have to get a vaccine or else? That situation is underway in Chicago right now. Mayor Lori Lightfoot's Chicago made it very clear that if you do not report that you were vaccinated or not, then you will be laid off. We're going to get rid of you. Well, who are you going to replace them with? And your city over this last weekend in Chicago, once again, at least 22 shot, 4 killed. That's just Chicago, but all over the nation it's happening. We got reports coming out of California, another police officer, 30 years in service. We've got a police state officer, Washington State, after 20-plus years saying, that's it, I'm not going to do this anymore, and the governor can kiss my, you know the rest of the words. Who's making this divisive? In this country where you should be free to select and choose. There are those saying, well, you get other vaccines. Yeah, but they've been fully tested. These are still being changed constantly. And you know how you know that? Because now they're saying, yeah, you do. You could use a Johnson & Johnson. They should have from the beginning said a booster shot. And when they were told these others were 90 to 95% efficacy, now they're saying you're going to need a booster shot. Who the hell are you supposed to believe? And then when you try to push it down someone's throat, yeah, there's going to be resistance. Yeah, you can go back to the days of being a child. Your mama said, you either eat your beans or no dessert. Well, I don't want those beans. I don't like lima beans. Well, then no dessert. Well, fine, I'll go without any dessert. And later in the day, you go, man, I wish I could, but I didn't want to eat those lima beans. It's as simple as that. And yet it's so much bigger. And the supply chain shut down. The problems we're having is not going to be resolved immediately. It cannot be turned around immediately. So you can expect challenges moving forward into the holidays. While Pete Buttigieg's transportation secretary is trying to say this supply chain issue thing, this is all under control. Biden's numbers continue sinking, and all of these crises are going to add to it. And then we've got some missionaries in Haiti trying to help out being kidnapped, Americans, including children. We got the death of Colin Powell. We're going to get into that. And also, a former New York Times reporter challenges CNN for being biased. And she does it on CNN. And, of course, Brian Stutzer, their CNN media guru, said, what, us? Us? Or we're biased? Oh, what? Listen, we've got a lot to cover over the next 2 hours. You don't want to miss any of it. Let your family and friends know we're on the air right now. Lock and load. Ready. On the right.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
If you have mold in your home, your family can get very sick. You need to call Wellington Environmental. Realtors, even hospitals and doctors call Wellington to solve mold issues. A Belleville homeowner discovered mold. Good thing he called Wellington. The mold is gone. And Wellington's new chemical process saved him $3,500. A university was facing some major mold issues. They called Wellington. Issue solved. The university saved $40,000. Wellington also helps research and test new products to deal with mold. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the BBB, Missouri and Illinois. Say you heard about Wellington on Larry Connors USA. Save $100 on any mold treatment or $50 on mold sampling. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental. I want you to know something special. John Beal Roofing constantly gives back to the community in so many ways, supporting more charities and good causes than any other local roofing company. Why? It's the right thing to do. Keep that in mind when you need a new roof, plus quality work at the lowest price, guaranteed. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Well, I started out with one lone dollar, gambled with a man and I won me another, bought me a gun and I robbed my brother. I'm bad, but I don't care, boys. Be a millionaire.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
After 22 years on the force, a Washington state trooper signing off for the final time after being forced to give up his job for refusing to get the COVID-19 vaccine. Listen.
This is my final sign-off. After 22 years of serving the citizens of the state of Washington, I'm being asked to leave because I am dirty. State 1034, this is the last time you'll hear me in a state patrol car. And Jay Inslee can kiss my...
And so goes the statement and a sign-off, final sign-off from a state trooper in Washington State. Officer May, 20-plus years with that state. But it came down to the fact that the officers were being told by their governor, Inslee, you will be vaccinated or else you will lose your job. And he admits the decision is not an easy job. I mean, this is, again, an officer who's been serving his community for 20-plus years in Washington State. Washington State, of course, where we've had a lot of liberal-type violence, I should say, from time to time. Put up with a lot to be an officer, time and time again. Many things that would never get real news coverage, but it was something the officers have to carry home nightly and then try to leave it outside their home when they go in to see their spouse, their children. But here you have, in this case, Washington State Police Officer Robert LeMay saying there was just no option.
When the governor of the state of Washington started his mandate project, my wife and my family, we're not taking it. We don't do vaccines. We don't do flu shots. We don't do any of that stuff. So over the last month, it's been nothing but just beating up our fellow employees, constantly telling them they have to vax, they have to do this, they have to do that. Our leadership was actually asking for some directive in regards to COVID, what to do for COVID, for traffic stops. We worked 18 months without having any type of issues. And now suddenly we have to have these mandatory vaccines. So that not taking the vaccine wasn't even a question. The process, how they did it was ridiculous. And making people do this or you're losing your job was ridiculous.
And that is a big point because COVID, according to all the numbers, has claimed the lives of more police officers than violence over the last year. So they know what they're facing. But they were also out there doing it on a constant basis. They were out there doing their job for all these months. No one said that they could continue doing it. And eventually then they said, well, you're going to have to wear a mask while you do it. But these officers simply want to have their own say in their own health decisions. My body, my decision. Where have you heard that before? Yeah, you're right. But it makes no difference at this point because we're not talking about a woman and abortion. We're talking about men and women, not only in various stages of public safety, but are also our military and private enterprise. They don't want to do it, and they're told, well, your option is there's the door. And in some cases with the military, the Navy is considering, especially with Navy SEALs, if they won't take the shot. And these are healthy, obviously healthy young men and women if they're serving in the SEALs or Green Beret or Army Recon or Marine Special Forces. They're obviously in great health and they choose not to put anything into their body. Well, the consideration by the government now is, well, maybe we will make you pay for all the training we gave you. That's $1 million+. We'll make you pay for that. Does this have any legal standing? You want my answer? No. Do you have a legal answer? No. Because it's still going to have to go through courts and be decided. And it's going to be very interesting how some of that comes down. But while we're going through this, we continue to have various police officers face the same thing, such as Sergeant Gutierrez. Sergeant Gutierrez, San Jose, California. He has been on the force for 30-plus years. 30-plus years with four kids at home. You think this is an easy decision?
We received an email saying that you're going to have a vaccine by a certain date or face discipline up to including termination. And I took it as a threat and because I don't plan to be vaccinated. And I decided to turn in my badge so I can speak up because others can't for fear of losing their job. It's unfortunate because they were doing weekly testing for a very short period of time before they moved on to this mandate. And while most people don't want to do weekly testing, they would much rather do that and keep their job than be forced to get a vaccination.
And again, there's an officer and 30 years of service to his community. Making the decision, okay, that's it. Because they told him, if we keep you on at all, we're going to reduce your rank. He said, well, I'm at the top end of my money now, and I'm certainly not going to work for less. Why should I be out there? And the bottom line it comes down to, friends, on a constant basis is, who out there wants to be a police officer nowadays anyway? We should be damn thankful for those who are willing to stand in the bridge between us and the thugs. And those that are out there protecting our communities and individuals. And that's just police. What about fire? What about paramedics? Groups like that. What about nurses? What about doctors that have all decided, no, I'm not going to because this is still in an experimental stage. How can they say that when the FDA's approved it? Well, because the FDA just approved it. Not one of these drugs have been approved more than a year. And we don't know long-term effects. This is not to be anti-vax. I want you to make a decision for you and your family. I've made it very clear where I stand. I was not going to get the vaccination. Didn't think I needed it. Don't think I'm bulletproof, but decided I wasn't going to. But then when I had a very close relative pass, my daughters insisted that I get it. I made a promise to my daughters, and I said I would. And I've got one grandson who has type 1 diabetes, so I thought, all right, in order to make sure I don't do anything that would risk him, I'll go ahead and do it as well. But that's a personal decision. I'm not being told by either you do it or you will lose your job. And then in the military, as I was saying, and the hospitals, it's all over. But I want to narrow down on one. I let you hear reports reference what's happening in various parts of the nation, Washington State, San Jose, California. Listen to this report on a television station out of Chicago.
This morning, the face-off between the Chicago Police Union and Mayor Lori Lightfoot at a bitter stalemate. The union defying the mayor's vaccine mandate, requiring all city workers to report their vaccination status or face disciplinary action. In a department-wide memo obtained by our station, WLS, the superintendent says that officers will be given a direct order to submit their vaccination status, and if not, a warning that they could be fired. Union officials say as many as half of the city's force could be unvaccinated.
This notion that individual officers get to be insubordinate as they choose and pick and choose, we're not having that.
We're not having that, Mayor Lori Lightfoot. We're not having that. Are you aware of what she did this weekend? Or maybe you're not. Give me a moment. I'll bring that up for you. But let's deal first of all with the issue about the police officers. And about half of them may have decided they're not going to make a report. They're not going to file in on the protocol form that they've been given to identify either they have been vaccinated or they will be vaccinated by a certain date, that about half of them deciding not to. And this is, again, those numbers as to how big the issue is coming from the Fraternal Order of Police in Chicago. That would be John Cantazzara. And when he's asked how many police have been vaccinated or are going to, here's his answer.
The numbers we have are probably around half are not. But even the ones that are still, like myself, believe that a forced mandate is absolutely wrong. You know, the reality is we have a profession nobody else wants to do right now. They cannot get anybody to go into this police academy. But yet here she is vilifying the police yet again in a city that has over 185 expressway shootings this year alone, over 280 kids shot this year alone. And she acts like there's nothing else going on but this COVID.
Nothing but the COVID. Because she's going to dismantle her police department. Of course, they were among the cities to defund, but then they also realized, well, maybe we can't quite rush into that. And, of course, she was against any federal troops being sent in by our federal agents, not necessarily troops, but agents to go into Chicago help control gun violence. She was against that when Trump was in office. And, of course, now she's been asking for it with Biden in office. But there's one more little piece of the story. When you heard her say a moment ago, these officers refusing to do this, they're being obstructionist, they're being insubordinate, and we're not going to put up with it. So riddle me this. How can she explain what she did yesterday? Now, she's not the only example of the leftist telling you to do one thing while they do something else. We've heard that reportedly from, like, Governor Newsom in California, who says everybody has to be locked down, except for me and my cohorts when we gather at the fancy French Laundry restaurant in Napa Valley, and a lot of those dining with him, all of them unmasked, a lot of them dining in this one room, members of the health agencies that work and have contracts with the state. I know it's incestuous, you know that. But yesterday in the Windy City, the Chicago Sky, if you don't follow the WNBA, you don't know who they are. Well, the Chicago Sky is a women's National Basketball Association team in Chicago. And they clinched the title over Phoenix Mercury at home. And Chicago Mayor Lightfoot, obviously there to support her team and all the other fans packing the arena. And after the team took the title, Mayor Lightfoot posted a picture online of her celebrating without a mask among legions of masked fans going against her own city's mask mandate. In fact, it skirted both the Chicago local ordinance and the statewide mask mandate. There they are, all unmasked. She's looking, smiling, people all around her. Some have masks on, some don't. They're all so happy. Well, I'm happy for them, and their team won. Great. And this is not an outdoor event. I mean, we've been seeing college football games all through the weekend. Pro games are filled with people, no mask, but it's outside. But the Windy City mask mandate went into effect in August, requiring face coverings indoors for everyone, Mayor, including toddlers as young as 2 years of 2 years of age, quote, regardless of vaccination status. So she can't claim, well, I'm vaccinated, because that flies in the face. She is insubordinate. And she's going to fire police officers because they don't want to get the shot. And apparently she gets a shot and she doesn't give a damn. It's her city. She can do what she wants, right? Colin Powell passed away over the weekend, and it was COVID-related. But he had other illnesses as well, but they're making a big deal out of COVID because he had been vaccinated. There's another part of that story still to come.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Here's some good news. First Crypto World is now open in St. Charles, the first brick-and-mortar store where you can learn about cryptocurrencies and buy crypto merchandise. First Crypto World also has 3D printing services. In fact, I'm getting some promotional items printed. 3D. Get full details at firstcryptoworld.com. firstcryptoworld.com.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
General Colin Powell, the first black chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and Secretary of State, died this morning. They're linking to complications of COVID-19. I'll get to that part of the story in a moment. And Powell had a storied military career. Came up on the political scene as a Republican who challenged the party to do more to reach out to minority communities. He did push the Iraq war on what some say was a flawed basis because he was saying weapons of mass destruction. I will fight that continuously, anybody that denies that Iraq did not have weapons of mass destruction. That is not saying they had nuclear weapons. If they'd said they have nuclear weapons, there was no evidence of that. But they had weapons of mass destruction. COVID is a weapon of mass destruction. No, it didn't come out of Iraq. But so is gas. And gas was used on their own people by the leader at that time. So, yes, they had weapons of mass destruction. He was named National Security Advisor under President Ronald Reagan after the Iran-Contra scandal, in which he supposedly had a, quote, bit part. Then he was retained and promoted to the rank of general under President George H.W. Bush, who then elevated him to chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Later, he did reveal he was a Republican and certainly became popular with the Republican base. There was even a draft Powell movement that began in the 90s trying to get him to challenge then-incumbent President Bill Clinton. But Powell decided to not be another Eisenhower and stay out of that fray. And then later, with the Iraq war, And when he presented the evidence that Saddam Hussein and his regime were concealing efforts to produce more weapons of mass destruction, and he got criticized for it at the basis of, quote, faulty intelligence, well, he lost stature both domestically and internationally. And then he fell away from the Republicans in full in 2008 when he endorsed Barack Obama. Then later did it again over Hillary. And then backed Hillary over Donald Trump. 84 years of age. He was an imposing force. But I want you to keep in mind when they say, you know, he died of COVID-19. And the medical experts are saying, see, there's a reason you need a vaccine booster, especially among the older. It might be. But Powell had other illnesses. Parkinson's. He had multiple myeloma, which could hamper recovery, they say, from COVID-19. Family didn't specify when he got the vaccine or whether he had or had not had a booster shot. Those with weak immune systems, they certainly are more possibly likely to have complications, get COVID-19, even if they've had a vaccination. So while they're talking about booster shots and pushing it and trying to say that, you know, a booster shot is certainly needed in somebody's age of Colin Powell, 80s in the 80s, but he had other related complications. That doesn't mean everyone that has complications is also going to die either. In fact, there's nothing certain in any of this. You, again, need to make your own decision what you want to do. But you have to be careful of some of the state-controlled media reports when they say that he died of COVID-related complications, as if, in a way, trying to make it clear that it wasn't just COVID. But keep in mind, he had a lot of other problems as well, and his age. I'm still sorry to see it happen, but I think he was great for the country in so many ways. The country right now is facing a major supply blockage, and it's not going to turn around overnight. What is it going to mean for you? Some experts coming up on that. And, of course, where's our Secretary of Transportation today? Is he at home with two babies or what?
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
It's a fact that Ackerman Toyota is improving the local community. Jay Ackerman had a vision, and you can see the Ackerman Toyota dealership created a beautiful showplace at Hampton, just north of Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota, sponsoring the next segment, new or pre-owned, Ackerman Toyota for life.
Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a ever-loving light on me. Yonder come is roses.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
I've never seen it like this, and I don't really think anybody living in this country has. I mean, this is really unprecedented. The supply chain is a mess from start to finish. You know, they're backed up in the ports in Asia. They're backed up on the water. They're backed up at the ports in the U.S. There's a shortage of truck drivers. There's a shortage of labor in our distribution system. And there's a shortage of people to put it on the shelf. Other than that, everything's going pretty well.
Yeah, everything's going pretty well. Other than that, other than the fact the whole thing has fallen apart, everything's under control. He says that tongue-in-cheek. He is not trying to push that storyline to you in that report or those remarks made by former Walmart U.S. President Bill Simon. Basically, we're in uncharted waters right now. We have never seen it this bad in the past. And how did it get this way? COVID plays a role in it. You cannot deny that. And it would be, if you just want to be anti-Biden, anti-left, well, then you could say that all day long. But if you're going to be honest, you have to recognize COVID played a role in it. And it still does. And it's going to get even worse. We'll get into that in just a moment. But I told you the other day that because of COVID mandate rules being imposed in Italy, they now have massive blockages at their ports. You know why? Because a lot of the workers in Italy do not want to be taking the vaccine. So they're not going to do the work. So you're not going to have products coming out of Italy. Ships trying to deliver products to Italy aren't going to get in. We've already seen pushback in France. We've seen them in this nation. But when Biden went out the other day, he got the longshoremen to agree to, we'll make sure we start manning the ports 24/7 where they had been just five-day work days. That will help, but it will not totally alleviate things. And you can't turn it on a dime, as the saying goes. You do know, for instance, like when a train hits a car or truck that's on the railroad tracks, even if the engineer sees it hundreds of yards away, he probably cannot break down fast enough if he's at routine speed, not excessive speed, to stop before crashing into the vehicle on the tracks. That's what we're facing here. The calendar pages are whipping by. Have you stopped to think about it? We are already into October. October 18th. We're just this close to Thanksgiving and just a little bit closer to Christmas. So this interview that the former Walmart U.S. President Bill Simon was giving, he was asked at what point will what is essential to solve to get things moving faster?
Well, the easiest would be to get more labor, to get, I mean, it's a difficult thing in the environment that we're operating in, but I don't think this gets solved until we alleviate the labor shortage that's out there and get people driving trucks and unloading at the docks and stocking shelves. And that's really what has to happen. Short of that, there has to be an increase in supply, and hopefully the ports operating 24/7 will begin to alleviate some of that. But an increase in supply or a reduction in demand, and that's, I think, happening in and of itself with price increases. So, you know, we have to reach some sort of equilibrium, and we haven't yet.
He goes on to say it's going to be the survival of the biggest. He said the small companies are going to suffer the worst because they only have a limited route of supply and limited suppliers. The big corporations like Walmart, Home Depot, so forth, they have a lot of different supply chains. And in some cases, some of the major corporations, the ones I named, and Costco and others like that, Amazon, they're chartering their own ships. They're not going to wait for those to come in. There are ships stacked up that have been out in the waters 4 to 6 to 8 weeks in some cases. Some with perishable goods that supposedly will still be available and good once they get to port. Others are parts and so forth needed. We already know there's a shortage of chips being made and are being delivered from China for new cars. Used car prices are going to be going up. Yeah, you think your car isn't worth much if it's used. You actually, it's going to be worth more. But what are you going to get in replace of it? It's going to be cheaper. Even the state-controlled CNN admits that we have a big issue coming on. Over the weekend, Jake Tapper on the CNN State of the Union had Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg, who was able to get away from his partner and their twins, and was doing an interview. And Jake Tapper pointed out, we're seeing supply chain disruptions causing everything from higher prices to longer waits for products. I'm really glad that they take note of the facts, because that is a fact. And Tapper went on to say Moody's is warning these supply chain disruptions, quote, will get worse before they get better. And then he asked a question of Buttigieg. Do Americans need to prepare ourselves for this to get worse before it gets better? I think I could answer that. But the answer actually provided by Buttigieg at that time, he made his own answer in the sense that, well, we have a lot of challenges that we're experiencing, and we'll continue in this year, but they are short-term and long-term steps. Demand is off the chart. It's the demand side. Retail sales are through the roof. And what he is trying to say in the midst of this mess, Biden's doing a good job. He's doing, and therefore I must be doing a good job because I'm transportation secretary. Well, that was one question. Then Alex Marlowe, editor-in-chief for Breitbart, appeared on Newsmax TV. And the question that Buttigieg got on how bad it could get, just listen to this, please.
How bad are they going to get for Americans? And I'm talking specifically, you know, leading here into the December holidays where people are relying on getting goods, on getting presents.
Well, I think there's always been two kinds of Christmas shoppers. There's the ones who have all their list completed by Halloween, and then there's people like me who show up at the mall on Christmas Eve. If you're in that latter bucket, obviously there's going to be more challenges.
Yeah, going to be more challenges. That was Buttigieg responding to another question from a CNN anchor. But Alex Marlowe, Breitbart editor-in-chief, when he appeared on Newsmax TV, said, you know, when you watch that answer and the fact that Buttigieg has been missing in action, there's one big issue.
It's amazing that he's able to say this with a straight face. His suggestion is that you should be doing your Christmas shopping in October. Maybe you should do it in August. Maybe you should do it like at the last spring. You should have done your Christmas shopping or else you're out of luck. In the meantime, he's taking 2 months off and he's telling us that we're going to have to wait until February for our Christmases. With a semi-responsible media, this guy would be brought out in front of them on a constant basis until he's able to mount some sort of a reasonable explanation for what's going on.
Yeah, you would think so, but you're not going to get a semi-responsible media on CNN and NN, even though they might ask the question once, they're going to just kind of say, see, we asked a question, but you didn't bother following up. You didn't make a big scandal out of it like you do on everything else that you consider is a good target because you're trying to be gentle. Yes, it's screwed up. It's not going to get worse. And he is the transportation secretary. And don't forget, he's really been off the job since August and really his office didn't want to tell anyone.
He hid that he was on paternity leave, and obviously a crisis like this builds. It doesn't happen all at once. And then he was indignant that he was getting criticized for taking such a long paternity leave, which was absurd. He made it seem like conservatives are now all of a sudden anti-family because we thought in the middle of a crisis you shouldn't be taking 2 months off when you're running a bureaucratic agency.
That's the big difference. It's one of many involving Buttigieg, but just that one. You're in charge of a major federal agency. If you're an employee and you say, look, I need to stay home and help my wife, you know, with a baby. She's going to need help, especially we got twins. Maybe your company will have some maternity leave that includes the spouse so you can be there to help. And, of course, if you are the person who bore the child, then obviously you're going to have some maternity leave. In this case, Buttigieg and his partner, of course, both male. Neither one of them bore either child. But having two children, and I can understand you want to be there, you want to see and take part in it. Every father and mother wants to do that, but there are times they can't because of a J-O-B they got to take care of. Maybe they get somebody to fill in for a day or two, but this guy's been off since August, and all of the supply chain thing has been building and building and building. It didn't just happen overnight with a turn of a switch. And you would think as transportation secretary, he was aware that he knows what's going in and out of our ports. Let me put it this way. He should know. He should know. But, of course, I wouldn't really expect him to. But what you would expect and what he does, two entirely different things because the left just has their own way of doing it. I wish everyone could have all their time with their children, all the time. But not only do we have continue to have the problems, we have more folks that are having to make a hard decision. Am I going to get vaxxed or am I going to lose my job? ESPN reporter makes that decision. Coming up. You want to make someone feel really special? Give them a gift card from Cafe Napoli, treating them to a memorable dinner at any of the Napoli locations. Business owners, I encourage you to give Napoli gift cards to clients, employees, Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Town and Country, and now on the streets of St. Charles. Cafe Napoli.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
There is an ESPN sideline reporter. She's not a major reporter, and by that I'm not trying to diminish her, but she's a sideline reporter, Allison Williams. She's going to leave after 10 years with ESPN because she had applied for accommodations after her doctor advised her. Her doctor advised her, do not get vaccinated, but ESPN would not accept her doctor's statement. Is this wacko or what? Maybe if Dr. Fake had said she should not get the shot, you think then they would go along with it? What, do they consider that her doctor isn't that smart? It's her own doctor, and he said, do not do that. She said, I know I'm not the only one walking away from a career they love, a profession that is a passion. She said, I know there are doctors and nurses and teachers, police officers, first responders, military, pilots. They, too, are choosing to put their beliefs first. I know I stand with you. So I don't know what's going to come next, but I'm clinging to my faith, praying for things to get better. Until then, I'm looking forward to having a second child. That's why I do not want the COVID-19 vaccine, and the doctor says I shouldn't. See, it's not enough to believe, quote, medical science, follow the science, as we're told, unless you're following the science they tell you to follow. So in that case, you have to ask, is it really science? As I've said repeatedly, is it medical science or political science? No, you're pushing political science and you know it. But you don't really care, do you? You don't really care because those on the left, if you want to continue to say, if you're unmasked, you don't get vaccinated, you're endangering the folks who are vaccinated. Well, I thought the idea was that if you got vaccinated, you don't need the mask. That's what they told us, right? That's why you got the vaccine to begin with. Yes, there are breakthrough cases. So then why bother with the vaccine anyway if you have any doubt about it? And then there are those who decide to make themselves self-appointed police. Washington Post deputy editorial page, Ruth Marcus, put out on tweet like, you know, look at me, look what I did. She had scolded an unmasked man who stepped on the elevator with her in Madison, Wisconsin. He didn't have a mask on. And she said, it's a rule, you're supposed to wear a mask. It's right there, there's a sign in the elevator. That's what I said. It'd be really nice if you'd wear a mask. The man, I don't care what you think. I love it. I don't care what you think. I'm going to do what I want to. We also have colleges and universities now deputizing students as mask police. You aware of that? I'm looking at a piece by Spencer Lindquist written for The Federalist that says colleges are now hiring student hall monitors to enforce mask and distancing restrictions. We've already been told the distance is not it doesn't need to be 6 feet. It was an arbitrary, what do we say, 10 feet? No, made too big. 3 feet, made too, let's go 6 feet. They had no scientific evidence. They just went with a number. So now they're giving some of these students pay to enforce the mask, to break up social gatherings, check students for any clearance certificates. It's happening now at the University of California at L.A., UCLA. But that's not the only one. Pepperdine giving out raffle tickets to those who are wearing masks, so they're trying to use a carrot and stick approach. But they also have health ambassador positions at University of Rochester, New York University, Penn State, Washington University in St. Louis. Students have to wear yellow shirts bearing the phrase, if you can read this, you're too close. Jeez. I pointed out to you earlier that Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, who is telling her police officer, you either get vaccinated or you're going to lose your job. And if we fire you because of this, we'll also take away your pension. I told you that she appeared without a mask, violating her state's rule and her own city rule at the Women's National Basketball Association championship the other day in Chicago. She didn't have a mask on. And the rule is mask whether or not you're vaccinated indoors. It's not an outdoor event, indoors. And you know who else got spotted violating a mask mandate this time in D.C. over the weekend? Would be, let me see, what's his name? Is Joe. Yeah, Joe. I forgot. Joe Biden. And the first lady walking through a high-priced D.C. Italian restaurant. The Secret Service, they're fully masked as they walk them through. But the D.C. health guidelines say any business or establishment open to members of the public, you must be wearing a mask. That's also the D.C. mayor's executive order, CDC guidance, and the Bidens. Nope, didn't do it. See, if you're on the left, you can make up your own rules and say, I'm following the science. And they want to know why they're getting so much pushback. They want to know? Really? Coming up the next hour, you want to hear some real good fireworks as a former New York Times reporter unveils a lot of nasty stuff. Stand by.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
You've been listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.